It is time for the good stuff. This is Kim and Mike Burge from the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska, and we're just going to take a few minutes here and just bring you exactly what we say, a little bit of good stuff.
Did you know Donald Duck has a middle name?
I did not know.
I will enlighten you and our listeners on that on today's program.
Well, that sounds exciting, and I've got some more two-sentence horror stories coming up.
Okay. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Their Commercial Cattleman's publication, of course, located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. And all aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News, from grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used equipment, you name it. If it's ag-related, you'll find something about it in the Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. Well, since we're getting ready for Halloween here in another 10 days or so,
yeah,
why don't you enlighten us with some Halloween stuff first?
Okay, well, I'm just going to give you a two-sentence horror story here. You hear your mom calling you into the kitchen. As you are heading down the stairs, you hear a whisper from the closet saying, "Don't go down there, honey. I heard it too."
Ooh.
What?
I know it. Okay, here's one. I woke up to hear knocking on glass. At first, I thought it was the window until I heard it coming from the mirror again.
Oh, well, that one would kind of get your attention, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
it
makes you just sit up straight, doesn't it? And I woke to the sound of the baby monitor crackling with the voice comforting my firstborn child. As I adjusted to a new position, my arm brushed against my wife sleeping next to me.
Ooh.
Boy, you just got all kinds of good stuff in there.
Indeed, they're a little creepy.
So I piqued your interest about what is Donald Duck's middle name.
Indeed.
Fauntleroy.
Well, you know, that kind of makes sense. Fauntleroy Duck.
Donald F. Duck. Donald Fauntleroy Duck. He was hatched on June 9th, 1934.
Ooh.
According to Walt Disney, Donald Duck came into being in 1934 to fit a voice which had interested him in the couple years before. He first appeared a little bit in The Wise Little Hen, then proceeded to steal the picture. He squawked and strutted his way into the production until he was practically the star of the film. He was a character that we simply couldn't keep down, and the public took him to heart completely after his second appearance in Orphan's Benefit. His towering rages, his impotence in the face of obstacles, his protest in the face of injustice, as he sees it, even though he brings disaster upon himself, and that's all kept him an audience favorite. From that day to this, Donald Duck is quite well known around the world and is predicted to be remembered long after many of today's live actors. Why, you might ask? Because he is the perfect epitome of so many human characteristics. Pest or not, he is just right. Donald Fauntleroy Duck. His birthday is June 9th, 1934.
And bless his heart. He's a special feller to all of us. I think, well, many generations have Donald Duck.
Oh, yeah, he's been around
since
1934.
Right.
That's hit a lot of people.
That's right, that's right. Okay, here's some thoughts to ponder. Do you feel like pondering today?
Oh, yeah, let's do some pondering.
Okay, let's do this one. Why isn't the number 11 pronounced one-a-dee-one?
Because my English teacher told me we pronounced it 11.
I know, but one-dee-one. If 4 out of 5 people suffer from diarrhea, does that mean 1 out of 5 enjoys it?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Why do croutons come in airtight packages? Aren't they just stale bread to start with?
Well, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they are. If people from Poland are called Poles, then why aren't people from Holland called Holes?
Good question. That's kind of a weird thing, too.
Yeah. And if a pig loses its voice, is it disgruntled?
I think so.
I do too. I do indeed. All right. Why is a person who plays a piano called a pianist, but a person who drives a race car not called a racist?
Because that would be wrong.
I know. I know. If it's true that we are here to help others, then what exactly are the others here for?
To be helped.
That's right. Hey, we enjoy you listening so much to the good stuff. And we know sometimes you're reading something or you see something and it makes you laugh or it makes you think. Go ahead and make a copy and send it to us at kimhburge@gmail.com. That's Kim, the letter H, and burge@gmail.com. So we can share it with everybody else too.
Please be sure that when you send those things to us that you include the author if you know who that is. Thanks for tuning in to your local radio station. Tune in again for another edition of The Good Stuff.